Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we got 2 hours left to show. I don't even know how we're going to fit it all in. The steak off tailgate Ted is downstairs.
Very good.
The boys have been seasoning their steaks.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I mean,
Valdez is an apron.
Mm-hmm, yep.
A lot of running around. We've got wires happening here, judges studio. So that's going to start at 8:20.
Yes.
Scott Abraham from ABC7 is going to join us at 9. We'll make our predictions on this Sunday's game coming up at 9:20. But joining us right now is best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. He's brought to you by Golfdom, where they can custom fit you for the new GT medals from Titleist or the new Apex irons from Callaway today. You can visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John.
Morning, fellas. If you told me you were making steaks this morning, I'd have come in studio.
All right. Well, we'll remember that next time.
Yep. Are you adept on the grill?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact. It's one of the few things I do well.
Every guy thinks that, though. That's sure. Kind of what we're getting at here,
well,
John.
That's true. But my dad taught me how to grill when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And so when I got older and living on my own, I began to grill myself. We got, by the way, here in Farmville, one of those George Foreman grills.
Yeah.
It's spectacular.
Okay.
Great.
You might be losing credibility.
Yeah, well, John, I'm going to tell you this.
Guys, it's good.
I'm going to tell you this really to tell our audience because I kind of know your response.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're interested, you can watch the Junkie Steak Off on our Instagram page.
You could.
Instagram Live, Sports Junkies Radio.
All right. Good.
Keep that in mind.
You feel like you're there, John.
All right, so let's talk about Tony Bennett. Is this just a classic NIL takes out another coach?
I think it might be. I have not talked to Tony since yesterday. It came as a shock to me. I've known him well since he got to Virginia. Big fan of his, both personally and as a coach. He's a Hall of Fame coach.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Hall of Fame guy. He really is. But maybe it is NIL. So the coaches who have retired, whether young or old, in the last 3-4 years have all said the same thing when I've spoken to them. I don't feel like I'm coaching anymore. I feel like I'm the CEO of a company and a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody likes that. Nobody likes dealing with agents when you're recruiting high school players, which is now allowed. So Tony might have just said, you know what, I've had a hell of a career, which he has. I'm going to at least take some time and see what happens in the next few years and then decide if I want to coach again. He's certainly young enough to do it if he wants to. And given who he is, people would line up to hire him if he decides he wants to coach again. But I'm completely surprised by this.
Mm-hmm. John, was Jay Wright at Villanova kind of the tip of the spear for this when he left at the end of 2022?
Yeah, that's a great example. I mean, Jay was 62. He had just gone to the Final Four. He'd won two national championships. And he would have kept it going at Villanova for as long as he wanted to. But again, I had lunch with Jay shortly after he retired. And he said, I'm just done. I don't want to do this anymore. And this didn't mean coaching. He loved coaching. But he didn't love the NILs, the transfer window in and out. I completely understand that decision. And he said to me then, and so far he's lived up to it, that he's not coaching again. He's done. He's happy with his life, doing TV and mm-hmm. speeches and playing a lot of golf with his wife.
Right. I've always thought coaches are born to coach. And the coaches are like really good coaches. They're different. Right. They're a different breed. But, man, some of them, when they get that tape, I always thought Bill Cowher was going to come back. Mm-hmm. He shocked me that he never came back. But
and he's not good on television.
Yeah, I don't think he's particularly good. Right. No. But I think, yeah, they do realize that once you get outside of that bubble, wow, there is a whole life outside of coaching.
Although Jay Gruden John Gruden came back.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, some do, of course.
$10 million a year. But the best example to me of what you're talking about is Gary Williams.
Yeah.
Because when Gary stepped down at Maryland, you know, he didn't get along with his AD. He'd won the national championship. Yeah. It was harder to recruit because he wouldn't play the AAU games that so many coaches play. I thought he'd be back in 2 years. I thought he'd be miserable.
Yeah.
And he's been nothing but happy.
Right.
With his life since he retired. It's now been, 13 years.
Right.
And he's the perfect example of a guy who just said, you know what? I've had enough. I did it. I did what I came to do. His goal when he was a younger coach was to coach at Maryland.
Right.
He took over in the wake of all that Bob Wade circus, rebuilt the program, took him to a national championship and 2 Final Fours. He's in the Hall of Fame. And he never thought about going back. He's been very happy and good for him, I say.
You know, I often think of, I don't make it about us, but like in radio, all we ever wanted to do is radio. None of us really want to do TV. We do it sometimes. We force us, pay us enough. But
right.
But when I'm home, like I always think, like I'm just a radio guy. I love radio. It's what I love. It's not a job. It's fun. But man, right. I do love vacation. I could get used to being retired.
Everybody loves vacation.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that because I'm sort of the same way, and that all I ever wanted to do really was work at the Washington Post.
Right.
When I first started at the student paper at Duke, and then when I got to the Washington Post, I wanted to write books, and then I got to write books. And next month, when my Ivy League book comes out, that'll be 50 books.
Wow.
And yet, you're right. I still love doing what I do, but there are times when I love just sitting at home and reading a book or watching TV or sleeping.
Right.
As I get older, I think I don't know that I'd ever retire completely, but I could certainly pull back and do less and be very happy.
And writing 50 books, cranking out 50 books, I don't even know if from now until the time I'm in the dirt, if I'll read 50 books.
Oh, I know.
Let alone
just read a couple of mine.
Yeah, I should definitely do that. That's pretty remarkable.
Well, I was so lucky that Season on the Brink, which was my first book, mm-hmm. did what it did, became the all-time best-selling sports book ever. I never expected that. I was hoping the book would do well enough that I'd get to write a second book. But because Season on the Brink did so well, I've been able to pretty much pick and choose my subjects. And editors will let me do what I want to do because they think I have, my record says that I have good instincts on what makes a good story.
Yeah, I love that book, and I love all your books that I've read, John. I have to be honest. What was at the end of the day, what's the secret sauce for that particular book? Because someone like me that's just sort of naive, I remember when I read it, I thought, you know, just the fact that, and I know this was a sticking point for Coach Knight, but when you just had that raw, all the cursing and everything, it was just unedited. I don't know if that had been done a lot before, but that to me is what made it kind of special. Obviously you know how to write and you know how to create good sentences and all that, but what was the secret sauce you think that put that over?
Well, first of all, ironically, I probably left out 97% of Knight's profanity.
Oh, right.
I mean, I cut it way back. I'd still be writing if I left it all in.
Right.
But I think the secret sauce was that no outsider had ever had that kind of inside access.
Yeah.
You know, Jim Boughton wrote Ball 4, but he was still playing.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody had ever, you know, been invited into a locker room that way and on the team planes and on the bench and things like that. And that's all due to Knight. You know, when people attack Knight, which many people have through the years, and justifiably most of the time, I sit back and I go, yep, but without him, I would not have had the career that I had. I would have still had a good career, I believe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Knight actually had a meeting with Jeff Newman, who edited Season on the Brink for Macmillan when he was peddling his book. And he said, I'm not likely to let you edit this book because you made John Feinstein what he is today. Mm. And Jeff said, no, coach, John Feinstein was going to be John Feinstein. Mm. But Season on the Brink certainly helped him, there's no doubt. And I would agree with that.
Mm. Well, speaking of books, Valdez just told us that you're going to be sending us 4 books of 5 banners, which I guess will be book number 51.
No, 49.
50 oh, that's 49.
The Ivy League book next month.
Okay.
The Ancient Eight, which is about kids and coaches playing in the Ivy League, which was fascinating for me to do. I did it around last season. But 50 banners is 50 banners. I wish 5 banners is sort of the story of Mike Krzyzewski's rise at Duke and how he went from almost being fired after 3 years to being one of the iconic coaches, one of the all-time winningest coach with 1,202 wins. And it came about because this is Duke's 100th anniversary, and they're doing all sorts of stuff, you know, to promote the 100th anniversary. And the guy who is the publisher of Duke University Press, whose name I swear to God is Dean Smith, went to my agent and said, would John have any interest in doing a book as part of this 100th anniversary thing? And I said, well, I'm not going to write a book, you know, that's just a history, you know, and then the soccer team won a national championship, that kind of thing. And I said, but I covered all 5 national championships. I was there when Krzyzewski was on the verge of getting fired in 1983. I was with him at 2 o'clock in the morning in a Denny's, which is kind of a famous story now. And if I could do that, that would be fun. That would be enjoyable. And they agreed to it. And I tracked down a lot of the former players who were part of the championships and spent some time with Mike, which I've done a lot through 40 years. And it was a fun book to do. And I think, I know that your instinct, if you're a Maryland fan, your instinct is, I don't want to know anything about Duke's national championships. And I understand that. But this book's more about basketball and a coach who, you know, came from nowhere, actually started his career at Army and became Mike Krzyzewski, became Coach K. So it was fun to do, and I used, you know, my reporting skills, but I also used my skills as someone who went to Duke when Duke was terrible, by the way. My 4 years in school, Duke finished last in the ACC. People refuse to believe me when I tell them that because Duke's reputation now is of, you know, winning 25, 30 games every year. But it was a fun project, and it was one that sort of came out of the blue. It wasn't the idea of doing a book wasn't mine initially, but the book itself was my idea.
All right, so that's 5 banners. That's book number 49. John, always a pleasure talking to you. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Yep. I will talk to you next week.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
It's John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom, where they can custom fit you for the new GT medals from Titleist or the new Apex irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis. You can get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by World Wide Golf. Get there. Steak Off coming up next here on The Junk.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chuckies. Welcome back. Chuckies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's free. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's that time for our steak-off. The boys are downstairs, except for Valdez. Valdez has his apron. He's still in the studio, but he's going to go down shortly. Everything is going to be on Instagram Live. It's also going to be on Monumental, but the Monumental cameras are on me right now. I don't think they're on what's happening downstairs. So if you haven't signed up for our Instagram page, it's Sports Junkies Radio. Mike Marr is going to be having the IG Live. Tailgate Ted has set up a grill for the boys, and we're going to see. This is for bragging rights. Who cooks the best steak?
Cakes is down there. I believe he's on Mike. Cakes.
Hey, what's up? We're boots on the ground down here. We're cooking. We're literally cooking these steaks 4 feet away from a dumpster. Okay. There's a cardboard box. Now, it's not the full dumpster. The dumpster's about 8 feet away.
Hey, I heard that's where you got the meat. That's the quality that you chose.
Why are you guys joning? Why are you joning? I couldn't make out the Costco. I got quality steaks from the local O-Town Safeway. We're dealing with, again, three porterhouses and one T-bone. Herein lies the rub, though, the rub that's on the steaks. I don't know who has the T-bone, and I'm pretty sure I have a porterhouse, but I don't know who else is cooking with what.
Cakes, do you care to know how the fans and listeners have ranked you on Instagram and Twitter in the polls?
Sure, it doesn't matter. Go, all right, let's hear the early returns.
On both Instagram and Twitter.
Yes.
Valdez is the prohibitive favorite.
All right, Valdez won. Hey,
thank you, listeners. They respect my game.
Yes, on Instagram, it's a little different. Okay. Marr is coming in as second place. Okay. Valdez at 38%. Marr, 31%. EB, 18%. And Cakes in the basement at 15%.
Coming in dead last. That's fine.
Twitter.
Yeah.
You're actually second. 25% believe that you will grill the best steak.
All right.
And EB's in the basement with 17%. But Valdez, the fave on both platforms.
All right, let me give you the setup. We are down in the alley here at 1015 Half Street. Tailgate Ted has been kind enough to bring his portable 6-foot grill. I mean, this thing is massive. Mike Marr already has his cast iron skillet on one. I don't know if it's a quadrant. I'm bad with that. He's in one corner of the grill. So I think everybody now is trying to figure out where their steaks are going to go. Obviously, Mars is going to go here. I think I've got my spot right kind of like diagonal from him.
And that does Marr have the Instagram Live up and running right now? Because it's kind of a competitive disadvantage if he's got to hold a camera.
He's
got a tripod.
EB's complaining about the space for him and Valdez. He says they're too fat to fit on each side of the grill. But there's plenty of room. Okay, each of us can stand on one side of the grill. We're good.
I tweeted a picture of Tailgate Ted's grill. It's huge.
Yes, it's massive.
Six burners?
It couldn't be bigger. This thing is gigantic. There's plenty of room for each of the steaks and each of the grillers that are down here.
Can we get Ted on?
Sure.
On mic for a second.
Tailgate Ted, come on around. It's Tailgate Ted with his Hail BBQ DC license plate van is behind us that he brings to all of the tailgates. Tailgate Ted, step to the mic here, my friend.
Well, my question for Ted is:
by the way,
these guys are
complaining. Describe what's happening. There's a massive truck that's like making a 9-point turn.
All right, this was the
right
wrinkle
next to us as we're about to start.
It's the compactor.
Cooking.
He's picking up
the compactor.
We were told this was a possibility,
and it might run over Roger the engineer if we're lucky.
You guys are gonna have to move the grill. My question for Ted is: EB is already complaining there's not enough room on the grill
steak. Stop for a second. Let me give Ted the headphones. 1 second.
Okay,
on.
Or you could relay the question to him.
What's going on?
Ted, thank you so much for doing this. This is going to be fun. My question for you is, so EB's already complaining he doesn't have enough space to grill. There's only going to be 4 steaks on this grill. How many different burgers or steaks have you thrown onto that grill at once? I'm guessing dozens.
probably 60 to 70 burgers we throw on top of here.
So exactly.
There's plenty of room for the four of these guys to throw four steaks.
Right. Yeah, I that's what I figured, that EB is just complaining. Now, he can still end up winning this contest. Who's your personal favorite? Do you know?
I'm going to have to say Cakes. I don't know. I have a feeling that he knows what he's doing. I mean, there's no crab challenge, so I'm not sure Valdez has a shot. And Mar thought you could use propane inside, so he's definitely the low seed.
Yeah, and Cakes is if he does win it, he's the silent assassin because he's had the least amount of bravado amongst the group.
Actually, here's Cakes.
All right, we're getting Cakes back on the mic.
Hold on. All right, now the steaks are going on the grill as we speak.
Did you guys have to relocate? I can hear the dumpster.
It literally sounds like a 757 is taking off because 8 feet away from us, the truck is pulling the compactor out. This is perfect timing. This is great radio timing that we have, but I'll try to forge through.
If you want to watch...
Steaks are on the grill.
If you want to watch, go to the Instagram page.
I'm not sure what Valdez is doing. Let me just describe what's happening here. My steak is here next to Mike Mars' cast iron skillet. No steak in there yet. Mine is on the grill. Valdez has a crab cake in foil, and then he has a piece of, like, I don't know, like bakeware that looks like it has like...
Those are irrelevant. They're meaningless.
We knew he was going to swerve.
I don't know if he's doing sides or what he's doing.
I have a side. What goes best with steak? Cream spinach.
All right, we have cream spinach. EB is nearly tripping over the mic cord. Somehow we've taken the 6-foot grill that Ted has provided and we've shrunken it down now. We're using about 4 feet of it.
I want to remind the listeners... who may be watching on Monumental. If you want to see what's going on downstairs, Instagram Live, yes. Sports Junkies Radio is the Instagram page.
The guys
page.
Who work in the building and the surrounded, they're looking at us like we are just zoo animals.
I can't see anything. Now, Drab is in studio. He has the ability to actually look downstairs. Like, I have everything closed off with Monumental blinds and 106.7 The Fan blue blinds. I don't have a window. What do you see going on down there, Drab? Well, you were down there setting it up.
First off, Cakes, see if Mark can spin that IG camera around to show the dumpster that is.
Hey, Mike, Mark, you spin the IG camera around when you're not getting run over by
pretty
the truck
sanitary,
that's
by the
up.
Way.
I mean, literally, this is like a Final Destination death scene. I've never seen anything closer to it, live and in person. I mean, we've got a grill burning. We've got a 10-ton truck about to back into us. I mean, what are we doing out here? We're risking our lives.
Rule 76, no excuses.
No excuses. You got to just forge onward. All right, let me give updates. EB has now put a foil tin over top of his steak. Maybe I'm missing the boat by not doing that. I guess we're going to figure this out. Mike Mars' steak is now in the cast iron skillet. So those are the updates. And I've got about 10 seconds left before I turn my steak for the first time.
All right,
that's the latest play-by-play.
Cakes, why don't you pass the mic to EB, who looks bored out of his mind. I think he's scrolling Twitter right now.
He's doom-scrolling Twitter. Here you go, EB.
He's not concerned about his steak at all.
Oh. Hello? What's going on? I can't hear anything. It's a cluster out here. What's going on?
Are you feeling confident?
Yeah, I'm fine. These guys are dopes. Their steak's no better than mine.
You've been disrespected on the polls.
Yeah, of course.
Valdez, the prohibitive
favorite.
Welcome
to my life. Disrespected constantly. I'm always overlooked. You know what? Under promise, over deliver. That's my bit. This grill's butt weak, by the way.
All right, I'm actually watching. Valdez even has the chef hat on right now.
Yeah, I know. I knew he was going to do the chef. Fine. I know him.
Very predictable.
Just want you to know. This cream spinach is wonderful. I love it. Has no impact. Cannot be served with the steak. The crab cannot be served with the steak. That will taint, and it will make them realize who's cooked what. We're not doing that. We're doing four slabs of meat, and then Roger and you dopes are going to pick the best one.
By the way, I just saw Cakes. I have the Instagram live on. So all I can see what's happening now.
Where
to
is
view
the
grill.
Live? Right there? Okay.
Sports Junkies Radio. You can comment and all that sort of thing. Cakes looked like he was maybe consulting with Tailgate Ted. That seems like it's cheating.
Tailgate being the expert?
Yeah.
I don't know. I love tailgate, Ted. You should see how dirty that truck is. Oh, my God, inside. What a pigsty.
Oh, the camera just flipped, like, upside down or something.
Yeah, no, it's fixed now.
I don't know if it's fixed.
Mars,
I guess I have mine vertical, so I'm looking at you guys sideways now.
Yeah.
I guess sideways phone works.
Well, he put it sideways. When you put it sideways, it maybe messed with some people. So maybe put your phone sideways.
We can't read the snarky comments.
Yeah, it should be vertical.
You got to put it vertical so they can read the snarky comments.
Yeah, like this one. Mar is terrible at his job. That just came in.
What?
That wasn't for me. That was a snarky comment because he changed the camera.
You guys argue with Mar.
I think it's got to be vertical.
It's fine. It's fine. It's a better view horizontal like this. You just can't. Who cares about the comments?
What's up, boys?
Well, a lot of boots people are grilling the way that you're filming it now that you flipped the camera.
I mean,
because now the
everyone.
Comments are coming in vertical and you've got it horizontal.
I mean, yeah, it was vertical for like 5 minutes and it was horizontal, but my timer just went off, so I kind of got to flip this steak over here.
You still feel confident?
Very confident.
All right. He's gone with the iron cast skillet on top of the grill.
Mar, he's slathered all sorts of butter on his steak, so we'll have to see how that works out. I don't know how seared it's getting, but he's, you know what, he just flipped it and looked at it and kind of sneered at it and then put it same side back down. So I don't know how well it's going for Mike Mar at this point.
Well, it's hard to sear your steak or whatever with a 200-degree, you know what I'm saying, like the grill.
Are you claiming that Tailgate Ted's grill is not getting hot enough? I'm going to guess that when Tailgate Ted serves the masses out at Northwest Stadium, that the grill gets plenty hot enough. I don't know if we're going to blame the grill at this point. I'll have to take a look at my steak here, see if it's getting done. It's about to get turned for the third time. Are we on break?
I'm listening to you.
I mean, there's no response.
I thought you were a radio professional.
I mean, you're supposed to be you're doing the play-by-play.
I'm just giving massive play-by-play. Hold on. I have to turn my steak. Just hold on, Ricky.
I had to borrow Tailgate Ted's tongs
because mine were flimsy. They were so flimsy.
Valdez's steak is under fire.
Wow, there's so much fire under Valdez's steak at this point. He's got to get things under control.
Well, no, you don't want him to be under control, do you?
You know, we want everybody to have a good time.
Although, if his is under fire, he may be playing for the Roger vote, who said he's into well done.
Yeah, he might be going for the well done.
You know what I mean?
Now the Flames are looking at EB's steak.
Right. Well, and also, the camera work is just, now I've lost the grill. It's just the
now
view of somebody's back.
Somebody's spiraling out of control. Who's the dog? Tell Roger
to get out of the way. He's blocking the camera.
Roger, stay out of the camera shot. Stay right near that pillar, my friend. Don't get in front of the camera. We're getting your well-done steak ready for you. You just need to not mess up the Instagram Live. All right. It seems that Valdez is getting the Flames a little bit
under
control.
How much more time do you think you need until your steak is done, Cakes?
Me? I don't know. Yes. I have no idea. Probably at least 3 to 4 more minutes.
All right.
It's looking a little rare.
I heard EB just say, is there any propane in this?
Hey, you know what? I see flames everywhere. Okay, underneath the what are these called? Grates. They're called grates. Okay, Valdez is not picking up. He's picking up EB's steak, and the flames are just going higher and higher.
Is Mike Mar done?
Mike Mar's steak is so not done.
Okay.
I would say at this point he's not close to done, but look, if you're going for rare or medium rare, maybe it's right.
All the judges are going to get E. coli.
Great.
Yeah, you guys ready for a tapeworm for a weekend? You guys ready to spend a weekend in a hospital bed?
I'm going to get skinny.
Yeah, Valdez said he's finally going to get skinny because he's going to eat undercooked meat and what appears to be undercooked spinach, too.
I don't know if Mike Mar can do this, but I just saw a request on the IG Live, Sports Junkies Radio. Can you get a close-up of the steaks? Can you pick up the camera? Maybe Tailgate Ted can do it. Can you pick up the camera and do kind of an overhead shot of the four steaks that are being prepared
Mike
right now?
Mike Mar is leaving his steak that's barely cooking. He can handle it. He's good.
Let's see what we got here. We want close-ups.
I don't know which steak is EB's and which is Valdez's.
All right, so EB looks like, what do you got on top
EB's
of your steaks,
adding more
EB?
Seasoning as we go.
Yeah, it looks like butter.
I don't know if that's like garlic butter, but he's fancying his up as we speak.
All right, Valdez is cooking a crab cake. He's got a cream spinach.
Yeah.
But let's take a look at the skillet. This is Mike Mars right now. Yeah, that doesn't even look like it's cooking.
I feel like
there's not one
like
sizzle.
Side, cooking not. Less than, and then cooking less than
and then cakes.
And
your cakes. Your technique is it? You covered it with
yeah,
aluminum foil.
I needed a foil tent.
Are we going to be able to eat this steak before 10 a.m.?
Yes, absolutely. Again, I'm used to having a covered grill.
Okay? Right.
That's all good. We're working with what we have here. Tailgate Ted has been kind enough to bring his grill here, even though EB's joning on it at every turn.
It's okay.
All right, so Valdez, good thing he's wearing his oven mitt, because his hand is so over the top of the flame that keeps popping up through the grates. EB can't stop adding seasoning.
Hey, should Roger even be down there?
I've never seen anybody actively and aggressively season his steak.
Right.
As it's cooking.
Cake, should Roger's one of the judges, should he be down there watching the preparation? Because that could affect his vote.
He's watching.
I know. My point is maybe he shouldn't be.
It's fine. Do you think it really is going to matter?
I thought it was supposed to be a blind taste test.
He's here?
We got a dog down there, too, now.
Right, oh, so
we
really?
Got a dog that's yeah, we have a listener with a dog that's 10 feet away. The dog, all it wants to do is come over and eat the steaks. EB is getting a serious char on the edges of his steaks, slash almost a burn. So maybe that is going
to
be Roger's
I will
steak.
Say this. I'm not able to look at all of the comments, but yeah. As I peruse, a lot of people are jocking Mike Marr
yeah.
on the skillet move.
Yeah,
I we hit over 900 on IG. You know what? I want to see if we can get to 1,000. Sports Junkies Radio is our Instagram page. IG Live has the video of the steak off.
All right, I'll say this.
I'll say this. I think EB and Cakes are doing the least in terms of touching the steak.
Oh,
it
no,
seems
EB's
like Valdez is busy a
EB
lot.
EB is touching his steak like he's with a 15-year-old girl on prom night. Okay.
Okay.
He's touching it so much.
Okay, then I'm missing it.
I'm really not, because I think our side of the grill is not as active as their side, so I just need to let mine sit and cook as much as possible. Mar is a wild card. Like with the cast iron skillet, it could be cooking through. We just don't know it. So
all
I
right,
think mine
is...
has about 2 minutes left, and then I'm going to be done.
All right, this is for bragging rights.
Yeah,
it is our steak off. You can vote on Instagram and on Twitter who you believe will win. But
right,
coming
Mar
up next.
Mar just asked Eric to borrow butter because he's running short. It's mutiny down here. It's chaos.
Coming up next, we're going to actually taste the steaks. And I'm one of the judges. I think Drab is a judge and Roger's a judge. It is EB versus Cakes versus Valdez versus Mike Marr. Our steak off next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. It is a football Friday. We'll make our picks on the Commanders Carolina Panthers game coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, Scott Abraham from ABC7 will join us. The show's been chaotic here the last half hour.
I'm
we've
sorry,
got
was
the,
that a cluster?
Not really. We've got the IG page on Instagram Live, Sports Junkies Radio. You're back in studio. Cakes is working his way back here. Valdez is working his way back here. Drab obviously hasn't worked the board much lately. Did a fine job, but like he started panicking. He's like, can you tell Valdez to get back here? I don't know how to get us back to break. So we're on the air. We are back.
You didn't
there
know
might have been a couple of
it?
Seconds
just,
of dead
it,
air.
It takes me like 15 minutes every time to figure
yeah,
this thing
it's all
out.
Good.
So whatever, I know how to turn the mic on.
Right. We're good.
All
right.
It's
we're
been
back
a while.
Up and running.
I'm a little bit concerned how we're gonna ID the steaks. Like it's gonna get confused in the transition, but without it being
do we have masks?
Whose is whose?
Yeah, do we have masks? Because what you could do is cut it like if we actually have masks.
We don't have
and we
masks.
Cover our
do
eyes.
We have masks? We don't have masks.
No, no. Here's what we need to
masks.
Do. You just cut up each steak, you put it on separate plates, you mark the plates maybe on the underneath as to whose is whose, and then you figure
right.
it out.
We need to think this out.
All right.
It can't be that difficult.
I Scott Abraham's gonna come on at 9:20. So
okay.
We have plenty of time.
Okay, good. I've already cut up some of my steak in the
and
in
I
the
will
hallway.
Say this. I knew it was going to be a cluster. And then he took 2 feet of the grill away. All right. Yeah, radio wires everywhere. He's got about a quarter tank of propane in there. It's like no heat coming out of the thing.
The best, the absolute best part was the timing of the gigantic truck that was emptying the dumpster right in the middle of the great steak cook-off.
Even though I knew that that was going to be a cluster, I just didn't let it bother me.
Mm-hmm.
It was worse than I imagined. Okay. And your home, like, grill advantage cannot be overstated. You like, we know how our grills work.
Mm-hmm.
We know how long it takes to heat them up.
You have your space.
You know, you got your space. You know, you're fighting for tongs. Mars wanting my seasoning. Mm-hmm. He's jealous, asking for my seasonings. Which, you know, listen, normally, of course, I would loan someone my butter. I'm not giving him my butter in a friggin' food competition.
EB, you're supremely confident in your ability. Watching the other guys.
I'm a guy. I know. Steak.
What were your observations of the other guys?
They're just as stupid as me. Everybody does the same thing.
Okay.
And Valdez, listen, I knew he would juice it. I knew he would bring
he would
crab.
Have something extra.
Like, I knew he was bringing crab.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant.
It doesn't matter.
We're going to enjoy the crab. It has. He brought mac and cheese. We're not doing sides.
Yeah.
We're doing
all
steak.
Who brought mac and cheese?
Time.
Mike Marr?
Marr did.
Marr's still doing the IG live.
Hey, let me just say this. Mike Marr had his hands full with the cast iron steak. I don't know why he's messing around with mac and cheese.
I'll say this, though. Mike Marr, maybe you can get on the mic while you're doing the IG live.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to monitor all the comments, but every time I looked, people were jocking at least your presentation with the cast iron skillet. So you were getting a lot of props. I don't know if yours is going to taste the best, but people like that move.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see. I mean, I really seasoned the hell out of the steak. Cast iron seemed like a strong play, but it was kind of a lot to deal with. You know, people are commenting vertical, horizontal. My timer's going off. I mean, a lot's going on.
You're young. You're inexperienced. I get it. Rookie quarterback, first big league start. I get it.
Yeah. But hey, Jaden's 4-2, so, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll steal the show here with this bit.
Were you impressed by any of your elders? You're the young kid on the block.
Well, yeah, Cakes kind of started a trend. He put the cover over his steak. I thought that was a big brain move. So
big brain move.
Well,
I think I put mine on first.
He may have, but it was a necessity because I'm used to grilling at home with the top down.
It's also
I'm not a convertible griller
because I love tailgate Ted at 125 degree grill. I mean, I just wasn't feeling the heat from the thing.
But part of that is because it's not covered.
I think, I don't know.
Like if you have, if you turn on just
like we needed a grease fire going, it started happening.
I have a Nubs grill at home. All right. If I turn on the propane tank and I turn on, once you put the cover, it heats up much faster.
Yes, clearly.
Right. You guys had open air to deal with.
Well, trust their side of the grill, there were a lot of flames poking through those grates, especially toward the latter half of the cooking.
The grease was, it was a little grease fire, but that's fine. I know how to handle that.
Sure.
EB says he wasn't really particularly impressed by anybody. Were you Cakes?
We're all the same.
It was two Cakes.
We're guys.
Yeah, there's no Guy Fieri's down there, okay? Yeah. There's no Bobby Flay's. It's just a bunch of dogs who go out in their backyard grills
Every
and
guy
grill.
Thinks that they're a genius on the grill.
I actually
that's
don't.
That's the bit. Now, I actually think that I don't think any of these will be bad. I'd be stunned if you guys say, oh, that's brutal. I'll be stunned.
I think mine's
You're
a little,
like them all.
Mine's a little undercooked. I'll just be honest. I'm not trying to sway anybody. Or
I have no idea how mine's cooked because I had 125 degree flame.
Yeah.
And I tried to make the best of it.
All right, so the judge is actually going to be me, Tailgate Ted, and Roger, the engineer.
Okay, oh, Tailgate is judging.
Tailgate. Yes.
All right, definitely don't let him know which one's mine because I've been joning so much. It's going to really hurt me.
I think he's seen everyone's.
Yeah.
But he can't tell.
He's unbiased. He's a grill master.
Yeah, he knows.
I know.
He lets the food do the talking.
I know.
All Valdez, were you impressed by any of the guys?
Not really. No. Eric and I were fighting over flames, and then his seasoning was creeping on my steak, and I don't like that.
You definitely have adobo.
Believe me, I didn't want any of my secret sauce on your steak.
I didn't want that nub seasoning on mine.
You had adobo splash on your steak. Yeah. I saw it happen.
And then Cakes, shocker, Cakes had like the tiniest, weakest smart car flame.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you know what? Maybe I just picked a bad spot on the grill. What?
He doesn't know how to control his flame.
That's out of my control.
Right. Small flame.
I'm going to find a blindfold, a bag, or a t-shirt.
Why?
Because that's the fairest way to do it.
I think that would be helpful.
Versus cutting the steak?
Well, I mean,
I actually think they should find the cut.
I think this has a lump of crab on it.
You're cheating. You can't do that.
Here's what I would suggest: eat my steak with crab.
That's how I season it.
I think we put the three judges up there, so we'll move over there, right?
Yeah.
You come out with four pieces of the same steak.
I got it. Yeah, yeah.
All right, and then we give a grade. And then
just write like
and you'll know you're the only one who should know. Okay, I'm bringing out EB's first.
Yep, that's
I got it. Nobody knows.
Got it. We take a bite.
As blind as you can be.
A bite.
All right.
All right. Are we doing it now?
No, we'll go to break, do it at 9 o'clock.
All right. The steaks are just cooking while they're sitting there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, mine might need it. Though it's not sitting
warm, but it might be backfiring.
Yeah, mine's not under foil. It's just mine's just being disrespected.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so it is Cakes, EB, Valdez, and Mike Marr. This is for bragging rights. Mm-hmm. There's no money on the line.
Thank God, it's for bragging rights. Thankfully, no.
Cakes is still upset that he lost the peanut butter and jelly contest a few years ago.
I've kind of gotten over it. I've kind of processed it.
I forgot we did it. You referenced it. So you're still... I mean, still there.
There's still some residue there.
Yes, there's definitely some residue there. Yeah. That was Carlos. Mm-hmm. So you can take it up with Carlos, who was the judge at the time, downstairs.
We're just chock full of bad judges who have no culinary taste whatsoever.
Well, now you're going to have three judges, and we're going to see who wins the steak off right here on the Junkies next.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.